Here's the whole law. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus didn't set you free so you could live selfishly. He set you free so you could, not so you could serve yourself, but so you could serve God and serve others. He didn't set us free so we would disregard the law, but rather we would fulfill all of God's law by serving our neighbors and by serving God. How can we stay free? We're going to talk more about it next Sunday. But Paul says, here's what I tell you. Walk by the Spirit and you won't carry out the desire of the flesh. Walk by the Spirit, Paul seems to be referring to the fact that when we repented of our sins and placed our faith in Christ as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit took up residence in our life. We've been made new creations by His divine grace and by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. He's reproducing in us the lifestyle of Christ, the qualities of Christ. Paul refers to this as the fruit of the Spirit that's growing in us. So he says, but here's the fruit of the Spirit in contrast to those deeds of the flesh. Here's the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Well, that sounds kind of boring. Are you serious? Give me love, joy, peace, and patience any day. And goodness, gentleness, self-control, people doing the right thing, faithfulness. I like all that. I like all that. The fruit of the Spirit, I want that growing in my life. I want those things in my life, not given in to the flesh that pulls me back into bondage. And Paul says, there's no law against this. You can have as much love, joy, peace, and patience as what you can have. I mean, just go overboard. See if you... He's just too kind and too patient. Really? Seriously? You're not describing me, but anyway. I told him first service, I said I was hurrying to get to a funeral in Stillwell on Friday, and I come around this corner, and there's a guy with, like, I don't know, six round bales of hay on the back of a truck. I'm thinking, I'm behind a hay wagon doing 35, and I'm late to try to get there, and I'm hurrying. I don't really know where I'm going and stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord. And so I knew I was preaching. I'd been writing this sermon before I left the house, and, like, you know, peace and patience, where's that? Come on, come on. God didn't expect us to have peace and patience when you drive in Oklahoma. Come on. And he got over in there's this two-lane road, but he got over in the other lane, and then he took it. I thought, oh, thank the Lord. And then there's another idiot up there. But anyway. So I had to repent. And there was somebody visiting the service this morning. When I talked to him, I said, hey, I saw your mom and dad at a funeral Friday. And she said, yeah. She said, Mom said, I saw Phil, but he came in kind of late. I said, now you know why. It was the hay wagon that messed me up there. Walk by the Spirit, he says, and you won't surrender to or re-engage those desires of the flesh that we mentioned before. But notice this, it's not an automatic thing, because we're going to have to choose. We're going to have to choose whether we'll walk by the Spirit or will we give in to the desires of the old nature, that sinful nature. Paul tells us the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. There's a battle going on. But here's the good news. Jesus has set you free from the power of sin to dominate and control your life. He's provided victory for us. And He says, now live out that victory that I've provided for you. Stand firm in the freedom that I've called you to. Live a life of freedom. But you have to choose to stand firm and not go back to slavery. So my question this morning is, which will you choose? And I ask you today, are you living in freedom? Are there areas of your life where you aren't free? Are there areas where you're saved, but you started surrendering to old thoughts and old patterns and an old lifestyle, old fantasies, old things that you dwell on, an old sinful nature? Are you in bondage somewhere in sexual sin or impure thoughts? Are you bound to pornography? Are you bound to addictive behavior, to alcohol, to drugs, to gambling or medical marijuana or to food or whatever else Oklahoma's made legal lately? Are you in bondage to some area? Are you in bondage in the area of relationships in your life? Are you envious, hypercritical, judgmental of others, refusing to forgive someone for something in the past and it's become a snare to you that you can't get free of, trying to get even with somebody, driven to behavior that you know is not pleasing to God? That's bondage. Bound up by jealousy or envy or factions or strife, driven by lustful behavior, driven by anger, driven by rage. And I say it again, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Keep standing firm then, and don't be subject again. Don't go back under that bondage and slavery to the flesh. I know it's late, but I want us to pray this morning. I'm going to ask you to stand. And I want us to pray this morning, and I'm responding to my own altar call this morning. But if there's any area of your life where you feel like you're in bondage, maybe it's your physical, maybe you're in bondage to chronic pain and sickness, you need deliverance. You're in bondage to any of those things I mentioned. Some area of your life where you feel like, I'm not living free and I know I'm supposed to be. I know Jesus has set me free and I'm supposed to live in that freedom, but I'm not living in that freedom today. But I want to. I want you to just slip out and come and join me down here. Because I'm responding. I'm saying there are a couple of areas in my life where I know I'm not free and I want to be free. But I want to pray with you today. Not just for you. I'm praying with you today. Somebody else. There's an area in your life where you just say, you know what, I'm in bondage to something and I want to be free. And we're asking Jesus to liberate and set us free today. Somebody else, maybe you're here and you've never made Jesus Savior and Lord of your life. You're still living in bondage to an old life and to sin and old habits of sin. I need Jesus to take my sin away and liberate me today. Man, He'll do that. Ooh, will He do that? But you need to be free today. Come on, there's some more that need to come. Come on, just be honest. It's just being honest. It's just taking a step of honesty to say, Lord, I need you to liberate something from my life. Again, maybe you're bound in some area in relationships. Maybe there's something you just can't let go of that you need to let go of. Some old wound of the past that you've held on to it for so long that you realize, you know what, that's a snare in my life. Maybe there's some place, some area where you've been allowing something to become a base of operations. And it hadn't hurt you yet. It hadn't tripped you up yet. But you know it's going to if you don't make a choice to do something about it. And this morning, you're saying, yeah, I'm coming to pray. I'm going to ask Jesus to liberate me and set me free. I want to be free of that. I want to be free of that. Anybody else? The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He died. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. He wants you to be free. He wants you to live in that freedom. He wants you to live in that freedom. And if you're not there, boy, He wants to liberate you and set you free today. We can ask Him for it. We can ask Him for it. Some of you know what it is. Oh, man, that heaviness to lift off, that burden to lift off, and you can be free. Free. Free in Jesus today. Would you just pray with me and you can still come this morning. Father, I thank you for these who have responded this morning, who stand here along with me, who acknowledge today that there are areas of our life where we're not free, but we need to be, Lord. There are areas of our life that we've held on to something, Lord, a wound out of the past, some area of our life where we know we're not living in the freedom that Jesus has called us to, Lord. I pray today for our friends. I pray for all of us today that we would experience the freedom that you have for us today. We're making a decision to step away from bondage, to step away from going back for going the wrong direction. We step away from slipping back into slavery, to sin, or something that's wrong, Lord, something that's not pleasing to you, Lord. We step away from it and we run to the freedom that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ. We run to you today, Lord, to stand in that freedom that Christ has set us free in. Lord, we've been apprehended. We've got an obligation to live, not according to the flesh, but by the Spirit, and we'll do it, Lord. We surrender to you today, Lord. Set us free from that bondage. Set us free from anything that holds us in a snare. Set us free from anything that keeps us from serving you in freedom. Set us free from anything that keeps us from being all you've called us to be. Lord, you apprehended us. You laid hold of us for a reason, a cause, and a purpose. It was for freedom that you've set us free. Help us to live that way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We renounce everything that would pull us back. We turn our back on everything that the devil tries to set in us. We're not going to allow a base of operation in our spirit, in our mind, Lord, in our relationships. We're not going to allow a base of operations from which the devil and sin can destroy us. life's too valuable. It's too precious. Our relationship with you is too precious. We're not going to allow it to be, Lord. We're going to forgive. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of the Spirit in us, Lord, and we'll not give ourselves to sinful things that will eventually destroy us, Lord. No base of operations for us. We belong totally to you. It was for freedom that you've set us free. By your grace, we'll stand firm and we won't go back into slavery again. Let it be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free. Hallelujah. You've been called to freedom. Do not choose to go back into bondage. Don't allow yourselves to become slaves again to an old way or an old pattern of life. But stand firm. The gospel has been declared to you. The grace of God has been manifested in your life and in your heart. Stand firm in that grace. Walk by the Spirit, for the Spirit of the Lord has called you to liberty. He's called you to freedom. He's called you to grace so that you can walk in a way that's pleasing to God. Honor Him with your life. Honor the Lord with your choices. And stand in that grace and freedom which is yours in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We declare it today that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We don't have to be enslaved. We choose to walk in freedom. Let it be for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand firm in that freedom wherewith Christ has set you free. Don't be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Walk in that freedom. Celebrate it. And let's live for Jesus. Let's give it everything. He apprehended us for a good reason. Let's live for Him today. Amen? Amen. We'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight for a burger and some watermelon. Hope to see you there. Have a great, safe 4th of July.